the StoryFlow Daily Brief for June 8th. Here are today's top 10 finance and market stories. First, from Touristy, Kendall Jenner, a 10,990 World Cup ticket and the London Bistro I'm trying to get into. Good morning, everyone. I just got to London. It's raining, obviously, and I'm in my sweatpants with a vanilla sea salt matcha from Jenki writing this. I was wandering through Selfridges and suddenly saw Kendall Jenner's face. Everywhere. For Anua. Second, from Bitcoin Strategy, the bottom was not in. Dear Bitcoiners, Bitcoin just made a new low. The February crash was not the bottom, mimicking previous bear market behavior. At Bitcoin Strategy, we have remained grounded and skeptical all the way through the recent extreme bullish sentiment. If you've been following the Bitcoin Strategy newsletters, you were prepared for what is playing out. Third, from Crypto Trends from Crypto.com, Market, DeFi, NFT, Gaming. DeFi and L1-L2, ETH treasury firms are turning to staking to generate revenue. Gravity Bridge halted operations after 5.4 Matter exploit. Ethereum treasury firms are increasingly relying on staking to generate revenue. Among six firms that disclosed specific staking income, staking accounted for an average of 60% of their reported revenue. Telegram founder Pavel Durov announced plans to rename the Open Network's native token from Toncoin, Ton, back to Gram. The Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, DTCC, collaborated with the Stellar Development Foundation to tokenize DTC custodial assets natively on the Stellar network by H1 2027. Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin proposed an options-based DeFi framework to replace Tradity Forth from Bitcoin Magazine Pro. Five signals pointing to Bitcoin accumulation. Here's what I'm doing. Price looks bad, but I'm buying. Price might go lower, it always can, but there is value at these levels, and I'm accumulating. I think it's important to be honest about how I'm actually acting on the analysis I publish, rather than just presenting data from a distance. Fifth, from Morning Jog, saídas de fundos de criptomoedas chegam a 4,2 bilhões de dólares em 3 semanas. Os ETFs de Bitcoin continuam a refletir cenário negativo intenso, com saídas acumuladas superiores aos 4,2 bilhões e impactos diretos no preço do BTC, caindo abaixo de os 67 mil reais. O ambiente é de alta volatilidade, com liquidações consequentes das recentes quedas, que atingem também outras criptomoedas como Ethereum e XRP. Embora alguns analistas apontem que o fundo pode estar próximo, outros permanecem cautelosos, destacando que padrões técnicos ainda sugerem risco de aprofundamento. Sixth, from DeLong's Grasping Reality, Economy in the 2000s and Before, do semiconductor manufacturers stocks really mean that the economic future is that bright for investment and hence for employment? Or is it this time really different? Chart of the day. We have Apollo's Torsten Slok. Torsten Slok. The economy is strong. Chips go into virtually everything manufactured, including cars, appliances, industrial equipment, and phones. When manufacturers plan to ramp up production, they order semiconductors first, often 6 to 12 months in advance due to long lead times. Chip demand therefore anticipates broader manufacturing demand. Seventh, from DeLong's Grasping Reality, Economy in the 2000s and Before. Stochastic Parrots and Sub-Turing Minds, Thursday Information Sociology. Over on the social network that is a paradisiacal garden of kittens, puppies, rainbows, unicorns, and flowers, we have IMI, Earth. A parrot that ends up teaching you Latin has crossed some line the metaphor was meant to deny. Mere mimicry does not transmit a grammar you can then use. So the question is not whether it copies, but what gets carried when the copy is good enough to teach. Eighth, from DeLong's Grasping Reality, Economy in the 2000s and Before. Very partial. Crosspost, Alex Heath. Substack is opening up to AI. Interviewing CEO Chris Best. Just a couple of bits from an interview Substack honcho Chris Best gave a couple of weeks ago. To summarize, Chris Best. Each publication should be its own corner of the internet that the author effectively owns. Substack wants to become the last good app agora, giving writers a fighting chance to matter. Substack is blogging with a business model. People come to Substack for guidance on what matters and what to care about. Ninth, from DeLong's Grasping Reality, Economy in the 2000s and Before. Draft, Enlarging the Bounds of Human Empire, 6.1, The Kingdom of Friedrich Engels's Utopian Dreams That Did Not Come, 1900-1945. It was Friedrich Engels's doubling down on dialectical materialism and historical materialism as master knowledges that put his successors on the road where they prayed, "Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done," as fervently as any human ever has. 10th, from DeLong's Grasping Reality, Economy in the 2000s and Before. Cross Post, Jason Kobler, Hackers. Simply asked Meta AI to give them access to high-profile Instagram accounts. It worked. The Vergecast, the flagship podcast of watching truly moronic tech bros moronically. Fuss around and find out. Sends us to for the latest Facebook impudence. That's today's finance and markets brief. Subscribe at storyfellow.com to get this delivered to your private podcast feed every morning. Refreshed 051642Z.